I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. With readings like these, it's hard to look upon Scripture as good news. Jesus himself says that many will attempt to enter, but few will be strong enough. On top of that, there will come a time when the door is locked, our choice made. This can cause a number of reactions: despair, bargaining, or simply lying to ourselves. Why try? I'm tremendously good at failing. I might as well enjoy myself now. Or this can't be true. God is love. He wouldn't leave me out. Finally, oh Jesus, it's just being stern, so we'll pay attention. He knows how weak we are. Yet all of these fly in the face of what we learn about life, about sin. We are made to be with God. We learn through experience that sin gives us fleeting pleasure. In fact, as we grow, we learn that even things that people esteem or envy in others take tremendous work. Someone once said to a renowned pianist, Paderewski, who lived at the turn of the century, "Sir, you are a genius." He responded, "Madam, before I was a genius, I was a drudge. If I missed practice one day, I noticed it. If I missed practice 2 days, the critics noticed it. If I missed 3 days, my family noticed it. And if I missed 4, my audience noticed." Another musician, Fritz Kreisler, had a similar response. A fan said, "I would give my life to be able to play like that." He simply responded, "That's what I gave." The good news is that there is a narrow gate, that not only is there a gate, but that it's meant for you. God is guiding you, strengthening you, preparing you to make the choice, to walk through that narrow gate into eternal life. The good news is not that you will be rich, that you will be an athletic superstar, that you will be a ridiculous musician. Otherwise, I'd be gypped already. It's so much more than that. Yet to be any one of those things, you have to have talent, then training, and finally the dedication. To say that everyone will go to heaven, to pretend that once saved, always saved, is to fly in the face of not only reason, but the very reality that we experience. God does give us the talent. We are endowed with an immortal soul and drawn to be united with God. He gives us the training and all that he reveals to us. He gives us the grace to endure when the dedication is tough. And yet there will still be some who don't make it. Paderewski recognized this just in his playing. He knew that if he missed even one practice, he was less than he could be. How many times do we decide that practice can wait? What distracts us from our goal? The remarkable thing that is, if Jesus wasn't so direct here, if he didn't give us the truth, there would be even more vacant rooms in heaven. Listen to the second reading again. God treats you as sons. Those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. Endure your trials as discipline. At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy but for pain. Yet later, it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. It's strangely comforting. There is meaning to the suffering you experience, but there is only meaning, a true end to that suffering, if you strive for the narrow gate. Do you want more good news? Heaven isn't empty already. It's not an impossible goal. What we strive for is not just a handout. It's not a participation prize. This will only increase our joy. How sweet will it be when we finish the race? And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God.